We mentioned that Saddam Hussein is in court today. We also want to mention that his legacy includes thousands of Iraqis with missing or mutilated ears. For several years, slicing off an ear was standard punishment for army deserters. Now the new Iraqi government is paying for ear replacement surgery, as NPR's Emily Harris reports from Baghdad.
Qasim Mohammed Hassan sits on a couch in Baghdad's Al-Wasati Hospital, tossing his yellow plastic prayer beads from hand to hand. Hassan seems a cheerful man. He's a little short and a little fat. His dark hair is unusually long for Iraq. He grows it out to cover what would be his right ear, but is now just a hole in his head. During his years of military service, Hassan used to pay his commanders to skip out. 10 years ago, he was reported as a runaway. He was caught and taken directly to a hospital, where his ear was quickly and tidily sliced off.
I didn't believe at the beginning. Until the next morning, after I found the bandage around my head. And it wasn't only me, it was also some other persons also that have been cut off the 2 ears, not only one.
An estimated 3,500 Iraqis lost their ears as punishment for deserting the army. Most were amputated by doctors, but not all. One man seeking a replacement at the hospital said his own brother hacked his off. The loss changed Hassan's life.
In the beginning, I felt shame. And always, I cannot go around, I cannot walk, because most of the people said, well, this one has been run away from the military. And every time I tried to speak, I want some rights or something, they said, like, you can go to Saddam and ask him.
Earlier this year, a half a dozen doctors decided to help. One of them, Dr. Ahmad Jawad, says the health ministry agreed to pick up hospital costs for ear replacement surgery. It's a good start, he says, but not enough.
It is of no cost to the patient whatsoever at the moment. Having said that, even the process of coming to hospital, especially if they don't live in the locality and they have to travel, is very costly for them.
The operation is delicate. First, the surgeon inserts a balloon under the skin. It expands over time, like a pregnant woman's belly. When the balloon is removed, that extra skin is used to cover an ear frame made of plastic or bone. The fact that physicians did most of the ear amputations disgusts Dr. Jawad, who spent the past nearly 30 years in London. Psychiatrist Ali Rahid Rakavi, who is helping with the ear program, never left Baghdad. He knows some of the doctors who cut off people's ears.
The doctors, my colleagues, I saw them, they are obliged to do so. If they do not, they will go to the prison. And they couldn't know their fate. Unpredictable, the previous regime. They may kill anybody.
The legacy of missing ears is not easy to undo for even simple reasons.
Hassan
mixed up his surgery date. He argues with hospital staff for a while, then gives up and accepts a reschedule for September, when the doctor will be back from summer vacation. The doctor notes that in a day book and writes a reminder slip for Hassan on the back of a bandage wrapper. Hassan is a little disappointed. He'll head back home and wait. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.